Shmaitzer Shir Sunday night. Or Leyud Tes Kislev. And we're going to start Perek Tes Vav. And we're going to take it nice and slow. Till people complain we're going too slow, then we'll speed up. Okay. This is like really, really moment of sticker Yesodos. Maybe you'll even be able to give a Chabura with Stephen Glantz together. We're getting really heavy into Cheskos Momon, Morakama, Migul Lahotzi, Migul Lahachzik. Is really, he's going into those heavy in Yonim. And he'll be quoting the Tzois more and more. The Bechotzo Shal Shneihem, Oem Tafsi Bekarkashto, Kol She'en Omuchzot Bekulo, Aminu Nukim Amoyna Becheskos More, Becheskos Morakama. He said he yisod in previous prokin. He's going to prove that yisod. He's going to answer a balamoras kasha with it. But as sometimes the shmeitzer tends to do, it's going to be a long haul till we come back to see how he's answering the kasha on the balamor, the kasha of the balamor according to that yisod. What is that yisod? Just to go over it briefly, there's not going to be no gap for the next few days because he's going to just launch into a whole different. He's going to segue into a whole different sugya, and then he's going to come back to this with some brilliant sushtel. The yisod was, okay, we know that there's such a thing called the cheskos marakama, and we know that there's such a thing called the muchzuk in momen. Now the shmaitz is poor, and muchzuk trumps marakama under normal circumstances. If I'm holding on to something, and you, and even if there's a drawer de mamona created, and you're a marakama, but the muchzuk wins. That's what you see in Baba Kama Daf Kuf. The muchzuk wins. But the shmaitzer was mechadesh in the last two prokim. Really, is that sometimes the muchzuk is somehow flawed. It's flawed. Either there's two people holding on to it, so really nobody's a real muchzuk, or it's in chatzar shel shneihem, which is the equivalent of two people holding on to it. Okay, when I said two people are holding on to it, in a way that it's flawed, it's tafsi bekarkashta, like they're holding the fringes of the talus. So that's when they're really both holding on to it. Because if they're holding on to the gufa talus, then we say that it's like it's cut in half, and each one's a muchzuk himself in half the talus. And he really has no shaykhus to the other person. But what's the lashon haGemara? Command something dummy. It's like it's cut off. Once you have something three etzbos by three etzbos, it's considered something a kli. And so we look at it that you're a muchzuk, and muchzuk trumps marakama. And if two people are holding on to something, onto a talus, by holding on to the gufa talus, then certainly they would trump the marakama because each one's a real muchzuk. But when you have a flawed muchzuk or only a legal muchzuk, we weren't. That's how we ended up defining it. It's not mamish like I'm holding on to it. But it's more of a legalistic muksuk, maybe chatzar shel shneihem, where we're not really holding on to it, or we're both holding on to the chayfetz through karkashta, so we're like legal muksukim. Kol she'en muksuk b'kulo, amrina nukim emoyne b'cheskos marakama. Marakama will trump the muksuk of two people. That's what he's saying. That's really what he's saying. That's his yisod. Because if they're holding on to the gufa talus, it's not really a muksuk of two people. It turns out to be a muksuk of one person, because each one has half the talus. So, that's when they're actually holding on to it. And the real muksuk trumps a real marakama, but a legalistic muksuk, which he holds as the case by chatzar shel shneihem, or two people actually holding it, but tafsi bekarkashta, the fringes of the talus. So that is called. Then the marakama wins over that. It's not a real muchzuk, and marakama wins over that. That's a flawed muchzuk. No one's really a muchzuk. Maybe if there's nobody else around, we'll award it to them. But otherwise, but if there is a marakama, the marakama gets it. That was his yisod. Yeah. Each one saying Shalil, Kula Shalil, Kula Shalil. So that's his yisod. That's the shmaitz's yisod. His chiddush is that even though muchzik trumps marakama, so you'll say, well, when then two people, however two people are a muchzik, they will always get it, even over the marakama. So he says that's not true. If two people are muchzik in something, they won't get it over the marakama. Marakama will win. There is a case where two people are holding onto something and they'll get it, but that's because we view each one as holding his half and has nothing to do with the other half. It's not really two people being muxik, it's really one person being muxik. One person being muxik and one person being muxik. Not the two of them are muxakim together. So that's his yesod. With that yesod, yesyashe b'zeh kushyas balamor, I can answer the kash of the balamor, reish bovim etziyam. And now the Shmaitz is going to go through the Gemara, and he's going to bring down the Balamora's Kasha, and then he's going to be mefalkel about the Balamora's Kasha, and at the end of the day, he's going to answer the Balamora's Kasha with his Yisod. What's the point? This is the Gemara everybody has to know. I mean, come on. The Gemara, Shnayim Oichel Batalis, Mishnah says, Zeh Me'kula Shali, Zeh Me'kula Shali, so Yachloku. Okay. The Gemara says the reason is, what are they swearing for? They're swearing because we're afraid people will grab other people's talis and there'll be moreheter there. We'll see in a second. We're afraid there'll be moreheter there, and therefore the Shvuah will make them desist from such behavior. So even though Midi Araisa is not welcome for the Shvuah, but we make them swear. Uva Gemara. Now the Shmaitzer says, and in the Gemara there on Daf Hayim and Beis, "V'neimo migu d'chasher amamoyna chasher ashvuasa." The very, very basic Yisodel sticker question: if you're afraid a guy's going to go and essentially steal his friend's talis, that's what you're saying. You're afraid is going to happen. So, if he'll do that, chasher amamoyna, someone who's chasher to steal is chasher to swear falsely too. That's the kasha of the Gemara. There's a long pilpul in the Gemara there, and at the end of the Gemara ends up saying, and at least Rava holds, chasher amamoyna loy chasher ashvuasa. That it's not true. People will steal. Mammon is not that important to them as it should be, but a shvua everybody's scared of, and a shvua they won't do. So chasher amamoyna, someone that we're afraid of, we're afraid he will steal, he will not lie, swear falsely. He will not swear falsely. And therefore, it's a good preventative measure to make him swear. Because in case he did that, so he will admit the truth and he'll walk away. But Abaye holds, Miga de Chasher Amamoyna, he holds with the Kash of the Gemara. Miga de Chasher Amamoyna is Chasher Ashvuasa. And he says, Abaye Omar, Chayshinan Shelma Milva Yeshano Yeshlo Olav. The guy is Moira Heter. We're really not Chayshin, he's going to steal. What we're afraid of is this guy, he thinks, or in his mind, he's convinced that this guy owes him money. That's what it means, a milvi yeshana, an old debt. So this guy owes him money, and the guy says to himself, he probably forgot about it. And if I ask him for it, he'll say no, and then what do I do? So I'll go grab this talis, and I'll say it's mine. And that's, you know, pretty close to the truth, because really he has to pay me the debt. So all is the chasam are really mine, in some sense of the word. So I'll go grab it. So I'm not really chasher to steal. We're afraid this is what's happening. So we would believe a shvua. No, we want him to swear that he didn't do that, that he didn't go grab away his friend's talis. Right? He's claiming he picked it up. So we want to prevent a guy who grabbed it away from his friend, and now they're both holding on to it because he grabbed it. We want to prevent him from doing that. So we prevent him from doing that by making him swear. We're afraid he'll go grab onto his friend's talis thinking he has a monetary claim against him. So it's a legitimate thing to do. So he's not really chasher amamona. But he's not really chasher amamona. That's a bias terrace. Victor Balamor, on that the Balamor comes and asks a question. And Cain, why isn't the guy claiming that? Why isn't the guy claiming? He'll be Nemon if he claims it, says the Balamor. Beferish, let him say, this guy owes me $100, $200, $1,000. The Amotel Hochit Fisnale. That's why I grabbed the talis. And the Balamora's question is, and he should be Nemun then. The Umehashamina, says the Balamora. Balamora answers that he wouldn't be Nemun, even though he's a Muchsuk. He grabbed it. We didn't see him grab it, remember. We didn't see him grab it. We see two people holding on to a talis. We're afraid he grabbed it. So Balamora says, how can you imagine such a scenario that he grabbed it because of a Milvi Yashana? Why doesn't he say that? So he says, because if he would say that, he wouldn't be Nemun, and we would take it away from him. You can't go grab away from your friend. You can't do it. If you admit it's not yours, you admit you grabbed it from him. In effect, you're admitting it's not yours, right? At first, there's two people holding on to a talis claiming it's theirs. So we say, okay, we're afraid, we make him swear, because we're afraid he grabbed it away from the other guy. So the Balamor asks, so why doesn't he say so, and he'll be Nemun? She says, you know what, I guess he won't be Nemun. If he would admit that he grabbed it away from the other guy, if he would admit that he grabbed it away from the other guy, with a claim that the guy owes him money, he would not be Nemun. Because he admits it's not his, and he grabbed it. He did it like what we call a Meisig Zeila. What? Well, that's what. We'll take one thing at a time. This is what the Balamora says, he's not Nemun. That in such a case, he's not Nemun. And you don't say any type of Migu. You say that if he admits the Chavitz is not his, he has no right to hold on to it, and he has to give it back. That's what the Balamora proves in this Gemara. Says the Shmaitza, Banan, we don't hold like the Balamora. We say he is Nemun. Banan the Kaimel on the Nemun Litton at Kedei Domov, who can avoid Batur v'Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like other Rishonim that if we don't see him stealing it, no, did we see him stealing it? We see him stealing it. But if we didn't see him grabbing it, and he admits he grabbed it, he's Nemun with a Migu, then he could say he bought it. He has a Migu. He's holding on to the Chafetz. Right? He's holding on to a Chafetz. He's admitting he grabbed it away from the Marakama. He's admitting he grabbed it away from Marakama. He has a claim why he was allowed to grab it away and why he could keep it. We paskin, he's Nemun. He's Nemun to say he has this old debt. And Taka, he was just collecting an old debt. He's Nemun because he has a Migu. A good old Migu. If he wanted to lie, he could have said, Lakuach Ubiyadi, I bought this item. No one saw him grab it. So with a Migu of Lakuach, he's Nemun. That's how we paskin. Balamor says, once he admits it's not his, so he's a ganav, like we don't want to hear from him anymore. Sort of explaining to Balamor. And the other Rishonim say no. No. The other Rishonim say no. He has a Migu. Migu Lakuach Ubiyadi. The question is, if we don't hold like the Balamor, then we're back to the Balamor's question on the Gemara. Why does Abaye says Chayshin Hashem Omuldi Yeshana Yeshua Olav? And that's the terrors of the Gemara. Why we make him swear? Because he's not Chashin Amamona, so he will desist because of a Shua. Right? He's not Chashin Amamona, so he will desist because of a Shua. And that the Gemara is very happy with that. So the Balamor's kasha is, and this is fair according to us, because according to us, the way we paskin, the guy would be Nemun to say. According to the way we paskin, as long as Bezdin didn't see me grabbing it, even if I admit I grabbed it, but I'm holding on to it now, and I admit I grabbed it away from the Marakama, I'm Nemun to say I had an old debt, I'm not Nemun to steal it. I'm not meant to say I grabbed it in payment of an old debt, because I have a migu of lakuach ubiyadi. I can say I bought the item. Remember, no one saw me grab it. They saw me grab it, it's a different story. Then you have to give it back. You have no nemonos, you have no migu, you're a ganav. But if we didn't see you steal it, so you're never with a migu of lakuach ubiyadi. You can say you bought it. But then why doesn't the guy taina that in the Gemara? So let's chat about his teretz. Why do we say that the guy possibly grabbed it for an old debt? Why didn't he say so? He would have been neman. Manon the kaimel on the neman litanat kedeidom of until the value of the item that he grabbed ukemavur b'tur b'shulchan aruch yisor kushias balamor. So now. I don't know what you mean. Obviously. I don't know what you mean by lechatchila. He's a mukhtar. He's not from an amigo. Every nemon is from an amigo. I don't know. I'll call it lechatchila, but the
evidence.
No, that everybody's might is allowed to. The question is, will we believe him? If he wouldn't be allowed to do it, so thank you very much. Go give it back. We're not arguing if he's allowed to. We're arguing if he's nemon to say. Balamor says he's not nemon. Once he admits that he grabbed it, he's not now to make up a story that there's an old debt. He could prove proof there's an old debt, but if he agrees proof there's an old debt, he's allowed to grab it. If he doesn't prove proof there's an old debt, then he's not allowed to grab it. That's about Lamar. We pass him out like that. We pass him his name with a meager, with a cork will be yours. We'll say he bought it. But then the Balamor's question is fair on the Gemara. Why don't we ask him? How can we just make up a story that the guy grabbed it for a reason? If he's not one, he should have said so. Presumably he knows the din, or he has surrounded the din, so what does he have to lie for? Why does he have to make up a story for saying he's not one? So why doesn't he just say it? Okay, so the Shmaitz is coming out to answer that question. Again, he goes off on a tangent, and he's going to come back to answer the question. Venerit. Okay, this is a whole story here. Reuven was given Shimon's field as a mashkin because Shimon owed him money. Okay, so Shimon said, if I don't pay you back by the first of the year, or the first of the month, whatever, you could start collecting your chol by eating peiros, and we'll deduct the ribbis. We don't want to run into the problem of ribbis, so we'll deduct the cost of whatever you're eating peiros. You're consuming peiros. We'll deduct that cost from the money I owe you. No problem. You have a mashkin. You what?
Limited amount of time.
The eating of the peiros until it's paid off. Yeah, the mashkin is for. Yeah, he gave him a mask. He said, if I don't pay you, it's a security. It's like you go to an ore. He said, if I don't pay you by Purim time, you can start eating the pears of the field. Obviously, you can only eat the pears of the field up till the amount of the chol. You can't eat more, then there would be a problem of ribbis. You can't have him eat the pears of the field and then pay him up in full, then it's ribbis. You have to deduct the cost of the principal of the loan as he eats the pears.
It could be a variable amount of time depending on the produce of
how,
the crop.
Right. So now there was such an arrangement with this person. Now Reuven had another tfi on Shimon that he couldn't prove. Well, Shimon admitted he owed him $1,000 for a certain loan, but he denied a different loan. So Reuven had a tain on Shimon. And now the Yemei Mashkin is over, and Reuven wants to hold on to the karka and keep eating the peiros at kedei kach of his second tefiya. And he says, "Owe me another $1,000. I want to keep eating the peiros." So the din is that if we know that he went into the field as a mashkin. He ran into the field as a mashkin. If we know he ran into the field as a mashkin, as just a way to pay up the second debt that everybody, or the first debt that everybody admits to, so he's not Nemon, and he has to give back, even if he ate up all the payers from when the value of the first debt was paid up, he kept going, he kept eating. He kept consuming the payros. He has to give back everything. Because he's not considered the muhsin. Even though he ate the payros already, He's not considered a muchzor. He's in someone else's field. So what the guy allowed him to do, he allowed him to do for 5 years, whatever it comes out to be. But after those 5 years, he's not allowed to...
He's muchzor on the perils that he ate.
Right. Even though he's muchzor on the perils he ate, he has to give it back.
That's
what we're learning. But we'll see. That's the din of the tour. He says, B'shem Rabbeinu Yonah. That he's not Naaman. But if we don't know, and that's because he has no migul, because we know he went into it b'toras mashka. But if he didn't go into it b'toras mashka, but if it's not known that he went into it b'toras mashka, then he could say lakuach u'biyadi, and he's never with a migul of lakuach. He could hide the shtar mashkata, as it's called. There's really a shtar that, right, that he holds that says. So he hides it, he throws it away, the other guy lost his, whatever, and now he claims it's his field. So he'd be that one.
Put away on the Paris 38. Or cut off.
Yeah, that's all he wants. He's admitting. He's admitting only that he has a chayv, another chayv, and he only wants to be paid up those payers. Umiyu, so that's the tour. That's how the tour passes the shame of any yayna. Umiyu talking for Rebbe of Yaina, this is still the tour talking. Davka shochal for haperos, kidei hatzviya shetoen alav. He already ate the peros. It's he's a muchzik on them already.
Yeah,
he picked them already. It says he's a muchzik. Well, he was raised before. He's a muchzik. Avolim bola tovo, kodem shochal peros. He's sitting in the karga and he wants to stay there. The other guy came to kick him out before he could eat the peiros. That's what the Rebbeinu Yonah says. He's not never to keep the karka. He would be never to keep metaltalin, peiros that grew, but he's not never to keep the karka. Why? Because what are we talking about here? We're talking always about a migu of lakuach ubiyadi. The migu of lakuach. This is how the tour explains Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you're a muchzik in the money and you want to keep it, so that's migu lahachzik, not migu lahoitzik. But here you don't want to keep the karka. He doesn't want to keep the karka. He's not a muksuk on the karka. He doesn't consider himself a muksuk on the karka. He's saying, right? I mean, he's admitting he took a b'teres mashkin, that the karka is not his. And a karka is no muksuk, so the karka is b'cheskos morakam. What's the migu here? Migu, he could say he bought the field. But that's going to be already called a migu lahotzi. Because right now he's admitting the field's not his. And right now, I mean, it's not really his. It's his guitarist master. So right now he's admitting there's a morakama. And that he's not, which trumps his muchzik. He's not really a muchzik. Not in the new chayv, he's not a muchzik. He's a muchzik in the karka. But the karka he's admitting is not his. So what the Torah understands Rabbeinu Yonah to be saying is the migu now would be a migu lahotzi, because it's trying to be motzi the karka from the morakama, and the morakama has the stronger muchzuk. This guy's not really a muchzuk in the karka at all. He was yorad l'tocha b'toras mashkanta. So that's why the Torah explains Rabbeinu Yonah, and he's not neman. That he's not neman before he ate the peiros, because then his hachzoka is only in the karka, and the karka is really becheskes morakama, and then that's why it would be called a migulahotzi. Zlomotzin a migul elamimisha baliskos momomim, betok shachayochaliskos bosomomonatzum betaina acheres. Havalhocha miyad shahodo, shakolu yamei hamashkona, Hakaka b'cheskos b'ayelam hu. Ayin shom. Chayim posuk b'shulchan aruch u'b'sma. Yep, b'shulchan aruch. U'b'sma shom kosa b'tam d'b'karka einu nemen b'migu. B'karka afshuk b'hechzik b'shol l'shona b'chashnei ha'mashkona. U'shayach b'tfisa k'moy b'mashkona d'metaltalin. U'nemon litlon k'day domo b'migu d'lakuach. Even the mode of the low lokha, he's mode he didn't buy it. I mean, because by the momentous, and the b'sheish lo migu, migu kuzel loyamino da migu lohaitzu. The same sort of svara as we saw from Rabbeinu Ravid. Well, not exactly. This is called migu lohaitzu. If he's admitting, l'shita saw the other guys a muchzor. L'shita saw they're talking about a karka. He's not claiming he bought it, right? He's not claiming he bought it. He's admitting it's a mashkata, which means it's b'cheskos habaylon. So any migu you assign him, we're talking about the kaka, we're not talking about the papers. So any migu you assign him is now a migu lohaitzu. Because the kaka is perceived as being b'cheskos amorakama, and you're perceived as trying to pass along a migu lohaitzu. You want to be nemon with a migu, you want to be nemon to keep the kaka under your wing and to eat it as a mashkata for a different chayiv. You want to be number with a migu, you can sell a koch of biyadi. So that's called a migu lahoitzu.
But if he lied, he'd be okay. But if he wants to use a migu, it's no good.
Well, because it's a migu lahoitzu. I mean, you just gave the rationale of every migu. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. Let's assume that's the rationale of migu. But there's a rule that migu lahoitzu la arena. You don't say the slur of migu that a person would think what the taina would be so devious to be motzi mawe. Well, you remember the Motzi Mamon is a little heavy, and therefore Migul Hoitzu Loi Amrina.
By Karka or by Mamon?
By anything. He's just saying by Karka it would be called Migul Hoitzu. Because your tefisa on the Karka doesn't count. And he's the Marakama. You're not claiming you bought it from him. You're admitting it's not yours. You're admitting you're sitting there as a squatter, giving up the payros in lieu of the loan he owes you. You want to be believed to stay there for another chayiv with a migu of lakoch ubiyadi, but that's a migu lahotzi because Lizavar Rai, Amoide, he's a full fledged muchzor, the Marakama. And my hachzaka in it is nothing.
But in the Talmud, it wouldn't be a migu
lahotzi. We're going to learn about that now. Now there's, I'm going to read out of Gemara, because Gemara is mechalik between Karka and the Talmud. Okay, I have to stop now.
What are they going to do now?
Amputate at the neck. No, I have to pop some Advil now, but I wanted to wait my quarry. You're not supposed to take too much Advil a day.
Alternate between Tylenol and Advil. Obviously, they ask the doctor or a pharmacist, but I know sometimes when people are in a lot of pain,
they'll tell you you can take the other medicine
before the time is up from the first one.
Oh, this I do know, even though I'm sad to say. Next Sunday night, I'm sure. Next Sunday night we won't be learning. That's the second night of Hanukkah. I can't come this Sunday night.
You figure after you go through the magic therapy, these steps and all of that torture, it's like it's better.
Right. He seems much worse than he was before. He says it's because he's not going to the professional anymore to wrap the bandage. Yeah. Him and his wife are doing it alone, so they don't wrap it well. But it seems very strange to me.
Thank you.
any Havnayot just to come downstairs and give my son a book?
What's downstairs? What's
downstairs? You can have a, it's our Ben's.